This is The Revelator, Prophet Gerald Nusulu, PhD. You're now invited to listen to a life-changing service recorded at one of our live church events. Experience life-changing prophecies, deliverances, healings and testimonies, prophetic praise and worship, bondage-shattering revelational teaching.
And now you're listening to Prophet Gerald Nusulu.
It's an unquestionable dominion. So here I'm trying to shift your mind from depending on a prayer that you send out there to something that's already inside of you. John chapter 2. Because of time. John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. One, two, three, go. Okay, I know you're on holiday, but your reading is really affected. Read like your daughters and sons of a prophet. Come on, read. One, two, three, go.
And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. And saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
Okay, are we together? We are together. Okay, now watch this. I want you to notice what the setting. The setting is a wedding. Are you with me? A wedding. And the Bible says Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there, invited at the wedding. And also Jesus and his disciples were there. And then as the procession went on, how many have been to Cana with me? You remember? Yeah. Anyone who has been to... Yes, that place. So that was the setting. Now, Mary was invited because the wedding was their relation. In fact, it's a wedding of a young guy called Simeon. Okay? It's a wedding of a cousin called Simeon. So Mary was one of the most important delegates serving, making sure everything is going well. And then they find a problem that, oh, we've got less wine. We've got more people, less one. So she goes to Jesus and says, they have run out of wine. You got to do something. Okay? And Jesus says, Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour has not yet come. And then she tells the servants, Whatsoever. Someone say, Whatsoever. Someone say, Whatsoever. You see, Performing miracles comes with whatsoever. Can I go deeper? Performing miracles comes with what? Whatsoever. The reason I'm saying so is because when you say whatsoever, you are talking about unquestionable dominion. You are not hearing me. It just doesn't matter whatever it is. The outcome will be guaranteed.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So even if whatever he says is stupid, just do it. Even if it may sound foolish, just do it. Say unquestionable dominion. Are you getting me? That's the power of having unquestionable dominion. She said, whatsoever he says, some of the things he says don't make any sense at all. But even if they don't make any sense, the answer is always true. And you can't question that. We can debate 1 + 1. But we can't debate what? Because 2 is the what? The answer. So Mary is warning them. Mary is advising them. He says, whatsoever he says, do it. This is amazing. In other words, Mary, as the mother of Jesus, had come to a place of experience. Miracles after miracles. Now, she had graduated from believing to knowing. She knew. Whatever my son says, it happens. So you may see, there's a big tree and there's one mango in that big tree and it's ripe, ready to be eaten. And then you start discussing, how do we get that mango? Okay. If you ask Ali, you know, he'll talk about that thing that goes up. What do you call it? That machine. Cherry picker, whatever you call it. Cherry picker. We need to hire a cherry picker. So he'll be ringing around for companies to hire a cherry picker. Okay, by the time he finds where the cherry picker is, it's already 2 hours. By the time the cherry picker comes, it's another 5 hours. Okay, plus on top of that, they will charge you $200 just for you to use to pick one mango. You paid time, effort, money just to pick one mango. Is that okay? You meet an African, you say, there's a mango there. An African will come with his African solutions. You'll be looking for stones. Where are stones? Are you getting it? Because an African, you give him a stone, you look at the mango, look at the stone, you hit the mango split into two. By the time it lands, it's all scattered. Say hallelujah. That's an African. Now you get what I'm saying? There's something about being African. That's why I'm not one of them. Me, I'm an islander. Hey! So, the mother had come to a conclusion. Are you getting me? That we have been going through so many problems. And Jesus suggests solutions or gives us solutions. Sometimes solutions don't make any sense. But the result is always guaranteed. So she says, whatsoever he says, do it. We need a bread. What do you have? We have stones. It doesn't matter. Take the stones, put them on plates and give everyone a piece of the stone. By the time people touch it, it's bread. Oh! Are you getting it? Oh, now we've got 5,000 people who need food. What do you have? Oh, we've got just now 5 loaves and small fishes. It doesn't matter. Make people sit down, let them eat. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let them sit by 50s, by 100s. Now the disciples are watching him. Are you going out of your head or what? What do you think you're doing? Why can't you just send them to go to the villages? No, this man has unquestionable dominion on everything and anything. It doesn't matter what he begins with. The result is always guaranteed. So, Jesus says, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. That's why I'm saying you need to shift hope to faith. Because hope, your hour is there. Faith, your hour is now. You are not hearing me. Hope, the hour can be next year. You are hoping in the by and by something shall change. But faith pulls hope into the present. Can I say that again? Faith pulls what? Hope into your present. That one is faith. So Jesus says, okay, fill the water pots with water. There were 6 of them. Bible says they were there, 6 water pots of stone. After the manner of purifying of the Jews, it says fill the water pots with stone. They fill them up to the brim. And then he says, this is mad. This is crazy. This is insane. Are you getting me? He says, draw out the water now and bear to the governor the feast. Now, think about you being the one bearing the water. People are looking for wine. You are taking water. Taking it to the governor the feast. The Bible says when the master of the feast had tasted the water, that was made into wine. So between drawing out and that thing reaching the governor, somewhere, somehow, in the middle, it changed into wine. So the Bible says when the master of the feast had tasted the water, that was made into wine. And he knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew. He called the bridegroom and said, hey, every man at the beginning of the feast setteth forth good wine. And when men are well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. So, in other words, it was best wine. Best wine. Thou hast kept the best wine until now. The Bible says now, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. And manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him. Probably people are not believing you because you haven't yet begun manifesting your glory. You are not hearing me. You have something inside of you. But it's hope of glory. You are hoping that one day, someday, somehow, it shall come out. But me as a prophet, I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. You need to shift from walking in hope to begin to walk in unquestionable dominion where it becomes whatsoever. That's why for me, if I want to do a miracle in your life, don't give me a formula. For me, I graduated from formulas. I'm in the whatsoever. If I say touch the ground, your miracle is done. It is done. Are you hearing me? If I say jump, it is done. Just jump, it is done. Because it's whatsoever. Yeah, it doesn't matter what I say, how I do it. Whatsoever. I have unquestionable dominion. If I said, take a bottle of water, drink that water, it is done. It is done. This handkerchief now, can you see it? This one here. It was in the hands of who I don't know who brought it here. Who brought it here? Was it Chris? Yeah, and go. It was with them the whole, I don't know, probably the whole last month it was with them. But it could not perform any miracle. But now that I've touched it, they have touched now. Now that I've touched it now, this handkerchief now that it has been in my hands, I want to give it to someone. No. The government has said we should not be touching one another. The government said there's coronavirus, so no touching. But how can a virus exist into something that I've touched? Like for real, I've touched. How can a virus exist that in the anointing? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, which includes coronavirus. Shout yes! This handkerchief. Whatsoever I say unto you, do it. So even if Jesus had said, hey, you servants, start running around the house 3 times. Are you finished? Yeah, go drink wine. Oh, it's wine! Yeah. Could have happened whatsoever. Unquestionable dominion. And guess what? The one who used Jesus, or the one that Jesus used to perform all those miracles, is inside of you. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. But there is a disconnection. The disconnection is you have got a God who is in heaven. You are not yet aware of the God inside of you. When you came to church, you came with God. You didn't come to look for God. You came with God. Say, unquestionable dominion. One more time, unquestionable dominion. You see, you dominate over circumstances. You dominate over everything. And the only reason why you are able to do so, now I'm finishing. I know you protested, and I've really given you more material than I should. But now I'm really finishing. Give me One John chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. 1, 2, 3, go.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, already, is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Are you hearing me? Let's look at that verse, the last one. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What gives you the victory? It is the fact that the one who is already inside of you is greater than the one who is in the world. And the one who is in the world, the Bible says, is the spirit of Antichrist. Are you getting me? But the Bible says you have already overcome them. So in other words, God did not want to put you at par with them, that you should be fighting each other. God put you beyond them so that you should not fight each other. It's like the mistake that we always make, saying, comparing God to the devil. God can never be compared to the devil because God is God. The devil is a created being. So by virtue of that relationship, God is already up. God has already won. God is already the victor. The devil is already defeated. Are you getting me? So from that scripture there, it's also showing you something, that greater is he that is in you than he that is there. In other words, the Bible has already guaranteed your success. The Bible has already guaranteed your power, your dominion, your rulership. Are you getting me? It's already guaranteed. You have got no business trying to struggle with them, trying to do this. No, you are already guaranteed the victory, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Someone said amen. Someone said amen.
Amen.
Rise on your feet. Now, what's your name? Is it Millie? Alice. Alice Sorrow. Yeah, just give her the microphone. Because of social distancing. Your name is?
Alice Sorrow.
Alice Sorrow. As I'm seated here, I'm hearing the word healing. 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 And I'm looking at you. I'm trying to search in the spirit. Yes, who needs healing? Connected to you.
Yes, Papa.
Who is looking for healing? Who is looking for healing? Look at me. I'm asking you. Who is looking for healing? Is it you or someone connected to you?
It's me.
Take the microphone. Yeah, talk to me. What's happening?
She needs healing. She's got a problem with the heart.
She has got a problem with the heart.
Wow.
And she needs healing.
Yes.
Can I prophesy? Yeah, I'm seated here. I'm hearing is healing. You have been disturbing in the whole time. Healing, healing. I was really trying to concentrate to teach, but I'm hearing healing, healing. I'm like, oh, wow. So you're the one who needs healing. You have got a problem with the heart. What's the problem? Can you explain what's the problem?
It's leaking.
Can you use the microphone? Yeah.
It's leaking.
Use the microphone like this.
It's leaking.
The heart is leaking. The heart is leaking. How long has it been? Huh?
Maybe 5 years.
5 years. Your heart has been leaking all these 5 years.
Yes, nearly 5 years.
Can we do something? Say, unquestionable dominion. Thank you. Get an usher, bring a chair there. Just bring a chair there. Bring a chair. Bring a chair there. Okay. Now, later, because of social distancing, leave alone. Come. Come. Sit down on that chair. Now, listen. You will take this handkerchief and put it inside your clothes where your heart is. Okay. You close your eyes, everyone. Mighty name of Jesus Christ. A heart be healed. Now. Not tomorrow, but now. You spirit of death, I cancel your agenda. You will not have her. I said you won't have her. I said, you will not have her. I put an embargo on your work in her body. From today, it's ceased. I reverse it. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Take it. Jesus' mighty name.
You've been listening to Prophet Gerald Nusulu, PhD. To find out more about this ministry, visit www.streams.org.au or follow us on Facebook at streams.international.
If you have been blessed throughout this broadcast, go into our website streams.org.au/give.
Or simply text the word give to +61 427 746 537.
We look forward to seeing you again soon. Shalom.